Hallelujah. Amen. And his name is Jesus. Amen. As I was praying about what God wanted me to share this morning, he told me to go to Philippians chapter 2, verses 10 and 11. And I'm going to read a statement that somebody wrote about these two verses. And the thing about it was, that's talking about Jesus. And I thought it was interesting that in praise and worship, almost every song we sang had the name of Jesus in it. So I think God wants us to remind us he is everything. He's the Son of God. He's the healer. He's the deliverer. We could go on and on. But sometimes we need to remember his name is Jesus. And we need to use that name. This statement reads, Jesus. There's just something about that name, Jesus. Emperors, presidents, government leaders have tried to destroy it. Philosophers had tried to stamp it out. Tyrants have tried to wash it from the face of the earth, even with the very blood of those who call his name. And we know that's still going on today. Many people die because they use the name of Jesus. And yet that name still stands. They've tried to destroy it. Many Christians have died for the name of Jesus, but you know what? It's still going today. It's still moving, and it shall forever move. And we need to remember that's part of our job, to keep that name out there. Like I said, he's all those things we use about him, but sometimes we need to remind ourselves and the world that his name is Jesus, that he has a name. It's Jesus. And I just want to encourage you in that. Just, you know, meditate on that. Think about what that really means. When we hear the name and use the name of Jesus. And then Gene sang that song and it was all about Jesus. What he does for us, how much he loves us. So be encouraged. You have a heavenly Father who provided his son Jesus to be there with us, to encourage us, and to strengthen us. So be encouraged and strengthened this morning. Amen.